202-157 in Division.
Hey, 202, I got your request to talk. Is everything okay? I'm going to set an alarm from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and make sure you got that. I literally just got saved by the barrier. I would have got assaulted. Bad.
All right, copy that. Yeah, when you send a silent alarm, we can't call you back. So we were listening in, we were sending police and everything your way. So when you do that, I get it. If you got off your bus, you probably want to get out of there, but, if you do send a silent alarm and want to talk to us, if you can get away, get to a safe location, you can call us by phone. Do you want to tell me what happened?
It was just a mental illness. He was screaming and stuff on the bus, saying he had mace in his eye, and I don't know, just saying a lot of stuff that didn't make sense. And then I thought he was going to get off the bus, and I didn't feel like it was a good idea for me to get on the phone. But I stopped at 122nd, and I was waiting my time down, and I thought that he was going to get off at 122nd. And that really made him mad that I was waiting at 122nd.
All right, copy that. I want you to go ahead and pull over when you get to 162nd there. We're sending some supervisors to you. And, so he didn't actually hurt you, did he? He just was kind of made you feel uncomfortable, is that correct?
He really threatened me, yelled at me, and, he was just so irate. Hit the glass, quite a few times, so hard I thought it was going to break, and he was just so mad at me that, I thought he was going to beat me to death.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yeah. Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry that happened to you. Like I said, go ahead and you stay there at 162nd. We're having a supervisor come talk to you. I'm sorry you had to drive so long. Like I said, we just can't call you back. We have to listen in, because I don't know what the reason for the covert alarm is. And so sometimes you can't safely talk to me, so we just kind of listen in and wait till you downgraded it. When you sent a request to talk, that downgraded it, and that made it so we were able to call you, but we had to police and everything your way. So I'm glad he didn't actually hurt you. I know what he did doesn't make you feel much better, and I know what he did, is not okay, but I'm certainly glad he didn't hurt you. But you go ahead and wait there. Take a few minutes and, wait till you make contact with that supervisor. And the guy got off your bus at 122nd, right?
He got off on 124th. Say the police are here right now. I got two people on the bus, one person wanting to board. Should I tell them I'm out of service, or what should I do?
Well, for now, you can let them board. 202. Anyway, you can let them board. We'll let your follower know to pick your passengers up. Can I get a quick description of the guy just so we don't let anybody else pick him up?
Yes, absolutely. It was black male. He had dreads, about 5'11 to 6 foot, about 290 to 300 pounds. Early 20s, say 24,
23. All right, copy that. Do you remember a clothing description at all? All right, copy that. Yeah, you go ahead and talk to police, and I hope you have a good day. Send me ready for service. Do not roll until we call you, okay? And we'll go wait for the supervisor as well, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, and you take care, and your passengers can stay on the bus until your follower gets there, okay?
All right, I will let them know. Thank you.
Thank you. At 2133.